Lesson number 6. Made holy by the Spirit. What is holiness? Holiness is wholeness for God. Totally. Body, mind, totally on God's side. Our memory verse emphasizes, God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification. Now, sanctus in Latin is the same as holiness that comes from a Saxon root. So sanctification is the making of holiness. Making somebody holy is sanctification. And without holiness, no man can see God. The Holy Spirit bestows, enables the believer, imputes to him holiness when he begins. When he's repented, born again, accepted, a new babe in Christ, the Father looks at him, sees what Christ has imputed to him, and considers him as if he had never sinned. He is holy in God's sight. But he must grow as newborn babes. He must desire the sincere milk of the Word that he might grow thereby. Now this initial act of the new birth is justification. The rest of the life is a process of sanctification. Part number 1. The Holy Spirit justifies and sanctifies. These are stages of life's progress. Question is asked, what is the relationship between righteousness and sanctification? Righteousness is right doing. Rectus is a straight edge. Rectiousness is living according to the straight edge. The law is righteousness. Christ is righteousness. That's the standard. So we must reach the righteousness of Christ to be justified. Then we must continually allow the Holy Spirit to work through us while we strive to reach righteousness. So at every stage, the righteous law is right there by our side, and the righteous Savior is right there by our side. Righteousness is the norm by which we live. And when the Lord imputes righteousness, imparts righteousness, these are stages in the process of sanctification or making us holy. Our members, all the parts of our bodies, must be yielded to righteousness for sanctification. The Holy Spirit's gift makes this possible. Righteousness, as Ellen White said, is holiness, likeness to God. God is love, so we must love. It is conformity to the law of God. All thy commandments are righteousness. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Righteousness is loving. It's love in the light and life of God. Righteousness of God is embodied in Christ. We receive righteousness by receiving him. So as we think of these theological terms of justification and sanctification and righteousness by faith, righteousness by faith is a whole story. Justification is the beginning. It's the work of a moment. Sanctification is the continual process. It's the work of a lifetime. At every stage, holiness is the ideal, love is the driving force, faith is the human response, and so we move in the purpose of God. Part number 2. Only the Holy Spirit makes holy or sanctifies. We must accept that fact. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come into our hearts, into our lives, and we accept and we yield, and we begin to walk in the Spirit, step by step, hour by hour, then we become like Christ. Without that, nothing virtuous can be achieved in the life. Paul teaches that we are to be sanctified by the Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into truth. The law is truth. By the Word and the Spirit of God are open to men the great principles of righteousness embodied in the law. Followers of Christ become like Him by the grace of God to form characters in harmony with the principles of His law. This is sanctification. But this work can be accomplished only through faith. That is the exercise of the individual by the power of the indwelling Spirit. Great Controversy 469. So when the Spirit prompts us very gently, still small voice, do this, then we should do it, or else we are frustrating the working of God's grace in our lives. Part number 3. At justification, the Holy Spirit gives us a status of being holy in God's sight. We begin. We are born again. We are healthy, happy babes in Christ. We are looked upon as though we had never sinned. The sins of the past are washed away in Christ, and we must begin. Then, having begun a good work in us, the same Spirit will finish that work. And this work is the work of a lifetime. It reaches us, reaches out to us to draw us to the uplifting calling of God in Christ Jesus. When we are washed, when we are justified, when we are sanctified, the righteousness of Christ is seen in us, and we move step by step toward that ideal that He has set for us. Sanctification is a state of holiness without and within, being holy and without reserve, the Lord's holiness for God, not in form, but in truth. Part number 4. The Holy Spirit empowers growth in holiness. This growth in holiness is termed sanctification. The believer never arrives. The uplifting calling, the high calling, it's a verbal. God moves us by the high calling, the uplifting calling of Jesus Christ. We are all always reaching for the stars. The grace of God never leaves us. The faith of Christ is never withdrawn. The ministry of the Spirit is constant. The still small voice is never silent. And day by day, we move in holiness toward greater holiness to the ideal that is set for us. We must grow. We can never say, I am holy enough. We need constantly a new revelation of Christ, a daily experience that harmonizes with His teaching, continual progress in knowledge and virtue is God's purpose for us. His law is the echo of His own voice, giving to all the invitation, come up higher. Be holy, holier still. Every day we may advance in the perfection of Christian character. Part number 5. The Holy Spirit can direct our thoughts. In fact, He can bring every thought into the captivity of God's will. Every thought. This is my great ambition. I pray this prayer every day. Lord, capture my thoughts. Control my thoughts. And I must do my part. Whatsoever things are pure, lovely, good report, as Paul mentioned to the Ephesians, I must think on these things. And if I choose to think upon them, the grace of God through Jesus Christ will bring every thought into captivity to his will. Part number 6. Christ alone can help us and give us the victory. He must dwell in the heart. His life must circulate through us as the blood circulates through the veins. The Spirit must be a vitalizing power that will cause us to influence others to become Christ-like and holy. As long as Satan reigns, we shall have self to subdue, Ellen White continues. Besetting sins to overcome, as long as life shall last, there will be no stopping place, no point which we can reach and say, I have fully attained. Sanctification is the result of lifelong obedience. Just as the Holy Spirit will be with us till the end, he will help us to glorify our Savior right to the end.